When we have a question regarding regulation, usually our first stop is Cornell Cooperative Extension. And if they don't know the answer, they're usually very helpful in referring us to an appropriate source.
The Farm Bureau is helpful as far as regulations and some of the things that are happening out there, current issues, and also our fellow farmers.
I think it's real important that people know what regulations they're going to run into before you get into it too far. The last thing you want is to raise animals and not be able to process them because either you don't have resources available locally, or you do it under the radar and then the health inspector catches up with you and basically says you can't sell this product because it wasn't done at an appropriate facility.
There's been a lot of regulations that we've had to think about. We try to keep current on everything we have to do in terms of just land use issues with regulations and pesticide use, all those things we keep up with. And then when we got into some of the food preparation we had to go through, we have a 20C license, and of course we have to get our water tested.
To learn more about kind of different aspects of farm operation and what else I could do if I wanted to can jams, things like that, I would go to the Cornell Cooperative Extension site for one, and then I would go to the Department of Ag and Markets also to get more information.
The internet is one main source I use quite a bit. Our local extension is another huge resource.
Lean on Farm Bureau, call Ag and Markets, don't be afraid. Pick their brains, get them to look at the book, get them to get you stuff in writing. Don't take anything verbal, not that they're lying to you, but everybody can forget what they said a week ago or a month ago. Get that, get those regulations, those requirements in writing, and keep them in a binder so you have them if you need to source them.
Doing anything with a winery, the regulatory process in terms of getting involved with a winery involves the federal government. You have to go through alcohol and tobacco. You have to fill out a substantial amount of paperwork. New York State has its own regulatory process. And then you also have to deal with your building codes and what they will require to be able to build a winery.
As far as taxes go, because we still have our outside employment and we have the farm to take into consideration, we've found it very useful to go to a tax preparer that deals with farm taxes.
I pay taxes as an individual the past 5 years like doing business as.
Right now we are just operating as a DBA, and I would like to organize as a LLC to give us an additional layer of protection in that way.
Liability from somebody breaking a leg or doing something that they would sue you for could put you out of business. We're in the process of putting our whole business into an LLC.
Because of the previous occupation that I have and assets, etc., I did incorporate my farm. We're an LLC, and I've kept the farming aspect separate from my other resources.
We have liability insurance on the farm that does have some product coverage, but that is one of my worries always in the back of my mind.
Green market require every farmer to have a liability insurance for any accident or something that will happen in your sale space at the market.
When we began farming right away, once we began selling produce from our stand here, we realized that liability insurance was a must.